And let me say this to the public. Because I was following politics so long. I love politics. I love talking about the working class. And keep it on my alert. You see this gathering? You know, I always tell you on the air that 2020 put me... I always tell that cricket and politics got something in common. You know, I got 2020 in politics and 2020 now in cricket. And in 2020, it is vice players. What I am saying to this country with this gathering, it is... The Barbadian Party went around rubbing shoulders leading up to election. The leading up to election now, the gathering. And I can expose it as it go ahead. I waited until this first month finished. And then we can discuss politics because we enter 2020.
You know, the truth of the matter is that from where I sit, I think I see an administration that is not as focused on the politics right now, but perhaps is more focused on trying to deal with some of the issues. You, on the other hand, never left the political realm since the elections. As a matter of
never.
Fact, never. No, so you have always, and therein lies part of the danger in running a country. If people who run a country look only at the political dimension and don't stop to run the country for a period, that helps to run the country down, you know. And people like you want to push the whichever government is in office in a direction where it must only see the political, the naked political dimension to things.
No,
that's part of what
class.
That
I
is. Part, no, no, you part. You, I am telling you, not working class. You are here playing politics,
you
tugging. Let me
people.
Finish. I tell you what I perceive. I can talk to you about that because that's what I see. You are here tugging at people's emotions because that is what politics is all about. Sometimes it is not about substance. It is more about form. It is about trying to... And if you can talk about these unseen... You don't have no numbers. You never come here and give us a number yet about the poor people. But you know the poor will always be with us. And since they will always be with us, you can use them as your stomping ground. These are the people that you manipulate to achieve your objective and your satisfaction when you come on here.
But Dad, who Clement Payne spoke to that caused...
You want to be Clement Payne?
Well, you know where I want to be. But I want you to know that the very National Insurance Building that got pushed down to make the Clement Payne Park spoke to the working class. And we could continue to argue with dealing with facts. I want you to check out...
You don't even want a park for the working class?
Listen to me and let me speak. You just talk the whole day, David. You keep telling us about the non-contributors. You know, if you were doing your homework, that after 1966, going down to 71, there were very few non-contributors that didn't pay a pension. And if you check out the amount of non-contributors that was given that increase, they're not many.
Talking all over the place. Listen, if they didn't have the breathalyzer test, they would have asked you to talk, come with me and have a drink. But you can keep me talking so long that you make me drink too much.
But let me get talking.
Go on. Down to Brass Stacks. Hello? You on the air?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
All right, excuse me. Somebody trying to get me. They're going to call you back, right?
All right, sorry about that. This is Down to Brass Stacks. It's just after 1 o'clock, 2 minutes after 1. I want to welcome you to the program.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very good afternoon, Mr. I would say veteran journalist, Mr. David Ellis.
Man, how are you, Ron?
I am remarkable, thanks. Yeah. I had a good holiday.
Yeah? What constitutes a good holiday for you?
A lot of interaction with some good persons who would have been genuine. And we had a lot of merriment. I did a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
I did not overeat. I promised myself that I would have a level lunch on Christmas Day and following up. Because you see, you're exposed to a lot of food. And there's that tendency to ingest, just ingest. I said, you see me? I can just play it cool.
What was the discussion like about Barbados and where it is today? What were they telling you? I know where you stand right now, but
where were the critics?
What were the critics telling you?
Where do I stand right now before we before?
Well, I think that is very well articulated. You've been more supportive of the government than you know than you were several months
come,
ago.
Come forward. Aren't you more supportive
of the government?
If what?
And you're supportive of the government?
I'm not only particularly supportive of the government and
right.
all the achievements and pursuits.
Right. So in all the talk that you had at Christmas and New Year, what were the other people telling you?
Well, whoever I encountered, they were very satisfied that the restructuring of the debt, the loan there the other day at
the CDB?
Right, $75 million paid back at 5% says good to the credit rating. And all the other associated issues, getting the garbage trucks, although there was some emphasis on the garbage trucks, there's still the view that ultimately we have got to go to the bigger picture of recycling. And persons are saying they still want to hear a lot about where do we go and where we stand right now. And they need the Prime Minister to come out definitively and state about the recycling, because that is really the chunk of this thing.
But there had to be at least one person that you met who questioned how is it that you could switch from supporting the Dems to support the BLP and went on to talk about taxes and the small man and the difficulties that people have in catching bus and that sort of thing.
One person that I met?
At least one.
I have been lauded. Sorry?
At least one.
No, I've been lauded particularly. A big shot in Barbados said to me, and a former minister also said to me from the former government, one said, I admire you. And one said, your credibility would have come on the line if you didn't pick up your stand as you are now. Because I'm independent-minded and carry out analysis. And I'm not stupid to go and call wrong, right, and right, wrong. So that kind of disposition, they admire me for this and calling a spirit.
But let me see if I can admire you now. For all the good that has been done, what are the things that have not been done in your judgment that the government needs to concentrate on?
Now, as I said, a lot of emphasis is recycling, but one of the things that Senator Moore, and you see that thing about labor laws, I've been relentless all the years about minimum wage. Opposition leader Bishop Adderley and Labour Minister Mr. Colin Jordan said that the minimum wage has to be taken up. And they said that a couple of months ago. And a young lady said something to me here the other day, and she cussed. I don't know. They like to say to her all this and say that.
She cussed you?
I said to cool it. No, she cussed in disgust, not cuss Rawl.
Oh, okay.
Well, she can cuss me. How are
so
you?
I forgot you're a dancer. You don't cuss dancers.
No, sir. So, you know, the thing is that the labor law, I am saying in Barbados, there need to be a lot more vigilance applied to watching what is conducted in Barbados as we gather.
What do you mean?
I'm saying employers.
What do you mean? I hear people talk.
More said about security guards posing and using the auspices of tourists. And this and that, and they're paying what they like and all that. You didn't hear that from your station?
But on the other side of the coin, there are people in business who feel that the existing labor laws are very tight and make it challenging for people who are employers. That, you know, people can do some pretty outrageous things and still you have to go through a process of meeting with them once, twice, three times. So you have two sides of that coin.
I could agree that I often say that there are rights for tenants and there are rights for landlords. There are rights for employers and there are rights for employees. So we've got both sides rightfully put, as you've just said. But I am saying there is a serious outcry here in the public as regarding the manipulating of the labor laws. And you hear there are some unfair dismissal, a lot of foolishness applied.
But people seriously, you want to tell me that it is as bad as that with the Employment Rights Act having been put on the statute books only relatively recently?
the Employment Rights Act is going to fall into place, yes. But you see some of the decisions from the Employment Rights Tribunal, how they're favorable in respect to some of the persons that are for unfair dismissal, et cetera. I hope you're satisfied to see that some of you hear that they had no case, they didn't have any case, but when they get to the tribunal, it's a different story, though. So I'm admiring and commending them for stating it as it ought to be, and not the foolishness that lead up to they have to end up at the tribunal then to be vindicated that they were right.
You know, today's a day where I'm going to ask you, as
an average... I want to say two things before
caller,
you go quickly.
Yes.
I want to say two things before
what
you
else?
Go. You go on.
I was saying that there's another person here on the line that perhaps I'd like you to stay on the line and see if there is an opportunity for us to have a conference call with you.
I can speak to the king.
And you
let
can,
him come.
And you can also add your other matters. Let's see what this other person has on their
let
mind.
Him come.
Yes, really caller number two. Good afternoon. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Well, I'm just trying to see if the other person is there, because they're trying to effect this conference call between the two of you. Well, I'm not hearing that person, though.
You remember the last thing you did that one?
What's your other issue?
My other thing is the Hammonds Bridge.
Yes.
It should have been addressed years and years ago. It's precarious, particularly precarious. I don't know if you like for me how that hasn't been addressed already. And the second one is, you remember a caller a couple of weeks ago, a dialysis patient, and he gave his name about the plight that he suffered, not having dialysis done, et cetera. And then the doctor, Mohammed, came in and said that...
Oh, I remember that case, yeah.
Right, that they're getting the things. For the life of me, I can't follow why the bureaucracy with persons have... Now, this thing about the one I just read about the long wait, the medication, foolishness again. Foolishness. What are you going to tell me that the authorities can't chop that bureaucracy in the line of persons?
Well, I don't think that we are. I think that the public has, to a large extent, been kept in the dark about the specific aspects of this matter that have prolonged it in this way. We've heard, yes, we were moving from Assecutor Plus to Assecutor World. And,
well, how much longer can you say that?
And in general terms, you were having these problems. But, I mean, why would it last so long?
We don't have IT experts on the island.
Well,
we don't have IT experts that can... Good, say, look, let me jump in here. Come, y'all move around.
Well, you've got to, first of all, you talk about IT experts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we are privy to enough information to come to the conclusion.
It's not rocket science, Mr.
To come to,
not
hold on a minute,
science.
Man. Hold on.
Sorry about being crossing yourself.
We can't come
sometimes
to the,
you get like that. You do it too.
We can't come to the conclusion that it's an IT problem, because we don't know exactly what it is.
What it is, it can be remedied. That's all I'm saying. I don't even want to know what it is. It can't be nothing that is in. It's something that it cannot be resolved. That's all I'm going to argue. I don't want to know why it is. I am saying it can be done. You can spend the next 6 months talking about Assecutor and whatever.
We still need to know, basically, how much traffic has been held up over this Christmas, New Year period. You know, some estimate of what losses people in business
might have
suffered.
Somebody might litigate if you don't be careful.
Well, I don't know. But we don't have enough information on what has happened.
What's
there.
Your take
on it? I'm suggesting to you exactly that what I remember hearing the discussion some time ago, I think it was before the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, I believe, where the Controller of Customs spoke there. He spoke very well at the time. And you know, he left his numbers with people. They could call him or they can call the assistant controllers. But the problem has gone on for way too long. And
thank you.
In instances where you're dealing with something like medication,
Mm-hmm.
I would think that a priority would have to be given to that.
Why?
Because
talk so
in
too?
Addition to everything else, if it is held up there too long, then that medication could also become ineffective.
Okay.
So for people who are going through that process, you would expect that there would be a certain urgency attached to it. We cannot be so oblivious to the potential damage that that can do. So,
but
I really think that at this point, a proper update is required for the country.
But you know, VOB works.
Well, I hope so.
Don't answer that.
I really hope so.
VOB works. I regard you, sir.
Listen, somebody says that Raul is not a dancer. He does the Bram, like going to Buddy's and those places. Dancers are people who dance Latin dances and classical dances, such as the quick step, waltz, foxtrot, and tango, Latin cha-cha, samba, and rumba. This person says, I have a gold medal. Highly commended. They say you're not a dancer. Anyhow, thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, please. How are you?
I have taken particular note, not too bad, of your introduction. I'm going to listen to it again because I was getting out of the car when I heard you, when you started. But I just want to state, in perhaps next week I will revisit in detail the whole question of the changes to the Immigration Act and the implications for Barbados and Barbadians. Today, I just want to be brief and make some general statements. I want to say that...
Before you go any further,
mm-hmm.
The rules of engagement, once you have made your point, I hope you will permit me the opportunity to counter you, if necessary.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You mean today or when I...
Any day, anytime. Because, yeah, you know, sure. I like to engage.
Yeah. Anyway... And talk about that. What I would like to see perhaps is the New Year wish is that moderators allow persons to state their point of view, complete their statement, and then ask questions and don't interject in the middle of somebody trying, you know,
you're going to try to do that.
Not necessarily you at all, but mm-hmm. but include you as well. But anyway, I just want to see, there's some things I hope we get this year. I'm listening to all the discourse and the information, etc. But what I would like is for the Prime Minister to address us on substantive matter, bring substance, and don't just bring public relations and fluff. I want her to discuss things like, okay, you're talking about it's an emergency situation, and you order these garbage trucks within a short period of time. Tell us who were the persons or person responsible for bringing them in, why they were given the contract. Give an explanation. Excuse me. Move away from the past where, you know, politicians, and this is what you said you would do. You talk about transparency, accountability, good governance, etc. We want to be treated as adults. I find what is happening is the Prime Minister has a thought in her head, or probably a long-held dream, and she goes out and she tries to implement it without involving us, the public. So I wanted to explain to us about the tender process and why it was not followed for those garbage trucks, for example. I wanted to tell us about the gathering. What really is the theme around this gathering, connecting to communities? But I thought initially it was about going over, trying to bring persons in the diaspora of Bajan descent, bringing them back home, and it was a foreign exchange objective, I think, as well. But in the whole, bringing us together, but I'm trying to figure out what is the theme, just connecting communities, because if it's just that, and rebuilding societies, etc., what is the budgeted cost for that? How much it is you intend to spend? What budget you have put in place? What income you and revenue you expect to get from all of these, you know, as somebody said, turn the community parties in each parish. And why at this time when you have shortages, on the one hand you're cutting back in with workers, on the other hand you're spending while there seems to be no consistent, cohesive type of plan. You like Punka, we all over the place. And this is what I want in the new year. I want us to have access to information. I want us to discuss, to bring things to the public rather than with a large majority, just throw things out and we have to live like it or lump it. I am going to stop there, but that is just my thought at this moment as we start the
all right,
new year. It is time to bring an end to that.
Let's deal with the first one. The PM and the tendering process in relation to the garbage trucks. What did you hear last night in the Prime Minister's address to the nation on that?
Actually, I didn't hear the news last night, but I heard something in your 12:30 news as I was driving. I heard her talking about, but I didn't hear her speech. But I'm sure that is not, you know, I'm sure it would be available all over various blogs and CBC and
whatever. The truth of the matter is that you're going to run into trouble if you're going to call for information, but you haven't had the opportunity to hear anything that was said in relation to the garbage trucks.
No, but it was carried in your 12:30 news, what she said. I heard a clip.
What did you hear?
That she said, because it was, she spoke about two persons who were bringing in, I think, the 12, and then another company that was chosen. And in the case of this set that came in from Mexico, she didn't identify the country, Mexico, but she said those that came in, somebody told them they could bring in garbage trucks in a short space of time, and they went that route, and the procurement legislation allows them to make emergency purchases excuse me, without tendering. I'm sorry. So that is what I heard. I think that would be the gist of what she would have said.
Yes. What is your reaction to that?
I want details. You see, David, politicians could come and tell us anything, but if we see things we see the fine print put out there and we can read it, we can interpret it. We don't want anybody spin on anything. We want a step by step. This is what happened. Put it, publish it. This is who got the contract. This is who. This is why we went X, Y, and Z. And this is what the tendering legislation says. Government rules. And this is why we were allowed to go and buy it for emergency. And may I just add just a quick thing before I move on? Another thing, David, I'm sure you would agree with me. We had a whole host of companies that were allowed, that were given taxpayers, write-offs, etc. Those list of companies and those persons, they need to be published in the newspaper. Because we can ask, are any politicians and their companies, whether law firm or any other companies, part of those write-off details? We need to know if there's a conflict of interest. Are any relatives or anybody? So I am saying transparency would mean just not talking up a storm, but it would mean walking the walk.
Well, in general terms, I think we accept the idea that the government needs to make available to the public information on something, let's say, more details on the question of the trucks, because given the controversy that erupted over them and things that are being said, it is my hope, and I said so before, that Parliament will be given an opportunity to have a fuller discussion about what is happening with respect to the SSA. And it's one thing to say that you needed these trucks in an emergency situation, but remember, all of the trucks were needed in an emergency scenario. Mm-hmm. So the ones that came in from Mexico, in my judgment, could not be seen as being more urgently needed than those that were not coming from Mexico.
Absolutely correct.
They were all in the same situation. So
absolutely
the way
correct.
It is projected, it is as if there was a higher degree of urgency attached to these, and therefore the process was different. Now, that's what I meant earlier when I said it is one thing to make a statement, but if you make the statement, then there are questions that may flow from the statement which cannot be clarified.
Because
you've put it, you know, you've used the format that can then leave those unanswered questions. So to me, there's a need for clarification there, because it comes across as though you're trying to tiptoe through the tulips on trying to justify why you had to use that particular process to get this set of trucks. So, I mean...
But you know, David, what I want to also say, to extend what you're saying, in addition to the whole fact that questions would arise from the statement you might make, we just have just obvious questions. Like, for example, why Mexico, number one? Why left-hand drive trucks? I know people talk about a lot of left-hand
drive. So why don't you come to terms? Why don't you come to terms with the price? The price matters too. There are two things.
But beyond that,
just let me say this. Mm-hmm. Two things matter here. One is the price. Mm-hmm. One is the quality of truck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you put those questions that you have posed, those two points are also there for you to address.
Yeah. And I'm saying to you, the price, those are supposed to be new trucks, right, David?
Yes.
The one. Right. And I remember I was looking at something where David, what's his name? Dennis Lowe, I think it is, was talking about new trucks. And he spoke about, I'm looking for it, he said that $4.5 million to purchase 9 new sanitation trucks. If we divide that, that works out to roughly about, the same $400,000 per truck?
But you also have to make a qualitative analysis of the trucks that were brought in then and the ones that you have now. For one thing, it does seem to me as though these new trucks can carry more garbage.
Yeah, but then, you see, that's coming to my point. I'm saying to you, before you just run on somebody, say, I can bring in trucks and we don't know what was the payment or what went on there. But you have to look at the size of your road, the small gaps that you have to go through.
They got a big pink truck in Barbados that picks up garbage. It's bigger than them.
Yeah, but where would they go? They go on the main roads.
In all fairness, though, seriously, I am here for transparency, and I agree with you on the issue of informing the country about the process. I will not retreat from that. But let me also say to you that we need to be very careful that it does not appear as though we are trying to nitpick on certain things. I mean, we have a garbage problem that has been of real concern to this country for a long time. And somebody said to me, like, I should ask you about the fact that the Democratic Labour Party didn't import many trucks for a long period.
Oh, there isn't many, David, don't laugh. They got too many. I heard your moderator having to apologize after staying for almost a year.
All right, but let's deal with it. Don't worry about that.
You know full well.
You're going off on...
They are supposed to give correct information.
Yes.
So people will let...
Well, I said they haven't... They didn't import many.
They didn't buy no
trucks. Okay.
Mm?
I didn't say none. I said they didn't import any. Many. All right? So the question is posed to you. You see, it comes across to many people this way.
Yeah.